Hello, I'm Brian Estepa, and you're currently listening to Dr. Gonzo's Great Program, and this one's introduced by where the artist, me, introduces tracks from my latest album, I See It Now, and we go deeper into the songs, all here on 3CR. Let's begin, shall we?
Hi, I'm Dr. Gonzo, and this one's introduced by is a 60-minute program where we listen to tracks from an album introduced by the artist who made the album. Thanks for listening, and this one's introduced by Cubao. Quezon City is about 12 kilometers from Manila in the Philippines. Sydney singer-songwriter Brian Estepa was born there and moved to Australia with his family in 1987. He's been crafting heartfelt music since he was just 15 years old and first made waves in the late 90s pub scene as the frontman of indie pop band Swivel, recording his inaugural album with the group during this formative period. This early experience laid the groundwork for a rich solo career. A year-long journey across the United States, playing open mic nights and soaking in the American musical landscape, inspired the songs that would become his debut EP, Start Again, released in 2003. The upbeat and melodic collection was warmly received in Sydney's iconic live music venues and gained airplay on community stations in Australia and college radio along the US East Coast. Drawing inspiration from legends like Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys, as well as Ryan Adams and Wilco, Estepa has developed a sound that blends classic pop sensibilities with alt-country soul. His music has taken him far beyond Australian shores, with tours across Japan, Germany, Sweden, the UK, Spain, and his native Philippines. Over the years, Brian has released numerous acclaimed albums, including through respected indie labels such as Laughing Outlaw and Pop Boomerang, solidifying his place as a beloved figure in the Australian indie music scene. Brian Estepa joins Dr. Gonzo to present his album, I See It Now, on And This One's Introduced By, on Community Radio, 3CR.
I'm Brian Estepa. The first track from I See It Now is a song called Where You Begin. It's kind of apt that the title's called Where You Begin because it's the song that JJ Extramura, or Javi as I call him, the producer of the album, worked on first. It was a demo that I had written late last year, and I sent it to him, and he worked on it, and he created his own version of the demo, and it pretty much set the standard and the sort of like the way that we were going to start making the record, where I record a demo at my house here in Sydney. I send that demo over to Javi, who's based in Barcelona. He's a Spanish Barcelona artist and producer and a really good mate of mine. And from there, he creates his own version of the demo. And then we dissect it from there. And then we build the tracks. We build the actual song. And once this song came together, it was when we realized that we were going to be a good partnership and that we were onto something. And he added layers to the song that I probably wouldn't have done myself or wouldn't have imagined. And that's probably a great thing. And I think that's what great producers do. They service the song and they add to the song and hopefully build it to what it is now. And I'm so happy that this was the first song we wrote on, that we worked on, because it gave us so much confidence that we were on the right track with whatever we're about to do. So here's this song, Where You Begin.
There's a quiet to the day that leaves you cold. And you let it slip away like like a dream untold. Hold the door and let nobody in. Tell yourself it ends when all is still. It's a short ride to where you begin. Though we whispered our goodbye,
Track number two from I See It Now is a song called Grounded, and it was also the second song that Javi and I worked on. I actually went to Barcelona to start working on the album back in October in 2024, so it was good to get as much work as we can done there. Grounded is also the oldest song in the record. It's one I wrote a couple of years ago. I think I was intending it to be on an EP that I released called Back to the Middle in 2021, but it just never really suited the feel of that EP, that recording. And sometimes songs just kind of find its way back into the roster, as I call it. I like to think of it when the time is right. And Grounded seemed to have worked out well once I gave it to Javi, and we gave it our own spin and our own treatment. And yeah, I'm really happy with this song, and love the way synths were added to the song, and beautiful little orchestra style keys, and yeah, it's just a really fun song to work on, and here it is, Grounded.
If you could say for certain that you're better alone, I'll call you bluff and take your hand to walk you home. The minute that you turn away from me, I'll stay. The barest of illusions and a weakened heart conspires to lift the notion that we're better apart. Denial is a place ingrained in all. By virtue of a message lost and gone, what if I paint an end? wall. Could I do it blind? Free to go, for it's weighing you down. What if I learn to cry? With a little bit of patience, through a misty blur,
Next up is track number 3, and this song is called Version of Me. Now, this song is particularly special to me because my 10-year-old daughter Audrey sang on it. She did the backing vocals in the chorus, and I'm no stage dad by any stretch of the imagination, but it was just a really proud dad moment when you have a daughter or a child that can actually sing and is taken after your own love. And she was brave enough to sing in the chorus, and that was pretty special to me. It was also great because I was able to marry a couple of my loves into, well, musical loves into this song. I'm heavily influenced by the Beatles and McCartney and Wings especially. Wings was a big staple in my musical palette growing up, especially as a teen and a 9-10 year old, I was already in love with Wings and McCartney and anything Beatles related. So I took a few cues from that, and I also added some saxophone, some clarinet, which was always fun, and it was all kept together by nice driving rhythm. You know, I think when Harvey first got hold of the song, he imagined something along the lines of Wilco's Summer Teeth. So yes, a marriage of all these things I love: Wilco, Beatles, some smooth yacht rock sax. Yeah, so here it is in all its Wings and yacht rock sax glory, Version of Me.
But just trust that you've got the best version of me. Version of me. Stayed on my mission, damn the indecisions. There's no doubt that you've got the best version of me. Version of me. Surer than the breeze. just like a turnstile. Look real hard and you'll see the best version of me. Version of me. Ain't no more excuses, the brand is me is useless. Make no mistake that you have got the best version of me. Version of me. Surer than the breeze. This version of me. This version of me. Lost my bearings and I was gone. This version of me. Took a turn but it's back on.
Up next is track number 4, and it's a song called Smile Away. It was actually the B-side, or no, it was a part of the single release with Version Me. It was a double A-side. I couldn't really decide which song at the time to release as the main single, so both of them came out as a double A-side, just like a lot of 60s artists and 70s artists did back in the day. And this song is, I guess, about the perspective of both partners in their love story, in their partnership, in their relationship, and I wanted to give a voice to both ends. So that kind of led to the decision of making it a duet or having a female vocalist in it. And I was lucky enough to have a wonderful young singer named Alice DeLuis, who is from Barcelona, and I think she did a pretty great job with it. It's also a little bit different for me because it has a little bit of my R&B, kind of new soul influence coming through, and I think Harvey did a great job in bringing that into the fore. Yeah, just a song that's about a couple being in love and looking at it from both sides, and you know, the contentness that you have, the happiness, and you know, while it's still in that great peak honeymoon period, it's always the best time, isn't it? Here it is, Smile Away.
Can't pull away from my thoughts of you. Staring at my phone, waiting for you to come through. It's no wonder I'm in a daze. You're the one I want to lose my days with. No plans to rearrange. We'll make it up as we go. Ooh. Ooh. I met you at a time when I needed to fix those scattered parts of me, 'cause I couldn't take a trick. Thank you. mile away, breaking up the cycle of falling by the way. But I do see us now. I do see us now.
We've now reached the halfway mark of the album, and this next track is a song called Lines Will Show. And it started its life with a guitar riff that I wrote, which you can hear in the intro. It kind of just appears throughout the whole song. And it was heavily influenced by Johnny Marr, who's from The Smiths, an amazing guitar player. And I just love his tone. I love his guitar playing. I love the way he approaches melody, and is kind of minimalist approach in many ways, and it's something that I'm still learning as a guitarist. I can get pretty busy at times because of my love for the blues and, you know, kind of shredding occasionally here and there. But I was kind of late to the Smiths fold, and the main thing that really attracted me to Smiths was more so Johnny's guitar playing than Morrissey himself, although as a whole package, it's obviously amazing. And yeah, this is just a great little pop song, I think, and, you know, it's got that slightly 80s influence, or could be more. But yeah, here's Lines Will Show, and it's the current single, and let's have a listen.
Lines will show.
Hi, I'm Sarah Carroll, and you're listening to And This One's Introduced By, where the artist introduces tracks from their album here on 3CR.
All right, up next is track number 6, and it's a song called All Right, Okay. That's all right, comma, and okay in capital letters, and exclamation mark for extra emphasis, I guess. It's funny, because when I wrote this song, or when we finished it, I imagined it being the opener to the B-side of this album. When I say that, I'm talking about it being released on vinyl. I always wanted to release this album on vinyl. It was always the big aim, because that's just how I love to listen to music. Well, it's one of the ways that I really love to listen to music. And I'm also a person who still listens to albums in full, and I'm pretty meticulous and kind of nerdy and working on my track listing and the track listing order in all my albums. I always like to believe it in this day and age where people just pick songs randomly here and there because of Spotify or algorithms and all that. There's still that music listener in me that thinks that you will listen to the whole album from top to toe, from track one all the way to the end. So yeah, All Right, Okay was always going to be the opener of the B-side. I just wanted to start the album with a big, happy indie rock opener, and I think we achieved that. Well, I like to think we did. So here is All Right, Okay with all its indie guitar glory and a hint of sax. Again, here it is. All Right, Okay.
She wished they could have tried a little more. Playing inside of love on repeat. Light bulbs in my head, like it was talking to me. Trust a heartbreak song to get me on my feet.
It's all right, okay.
Track number 7 on the album is a song called La Última Vez. That's in Spanish, and translated to English, it basically means The Last Time. It's the only song that I wrote in Spain. I actually wrote it while I was visiting a good friend of mine in a beautiful city called Castellón. I was sitting in a park bench in this beautiful plaza in the middle of Castellón, and this melody came to me, just came out of nowhere, and I remember humming it on my phone recorder, audio recorder, and I mean, that's, I think, over the last 8-9 years, that's pretty much how I've recorded most of my ideas, straight to on my smartphone. And yeah, it was just one of those moments where something comes out of nowhere, and you know you just have to grab it, because sometimes the songwriting gods throws things at you, and it's either going to be gold, or it's going to be a little, you know, crappy little nugget. But this one was, I think, a good one. It was a great little melody, and I remember even playing it to my friend who I was staying with. His name was Santi Campos, and I asked him, have you written this song? Is this something familiar to you? Because, yeah, I had one of those Paul McCartney scrambled eggs moments where yesterday came to him in a dream, and he thought someone else wrote it, but it was him. And I had one of those moments with this song, La Última Vez, and so it ended up, funnily enough, having that sort of, you know, solo McCartney feel, acoustic, with its sad theme, and all drenched in, you know, it's very simply arranged. And I think Javi Extramira also showed his great production skills with this one, because he just added the right type of layers, or the right kind of layers that the song needed to elevate it to where it finished up as. So here it is, track number 7, La Última Vez.
This could be the last time that I ever see your face. Brace myself for everything that you would want to say to me. Can't deny where your heart wants to be. You said this is the only way for us to move ahead. The months that just passed by were made up in my head. I don't know. Like a dream that felt so real, it goes. Here's a lesson on how to fall in love. Don't hesitate or act too late on the signals from above. Your heart. Hardest thing is knowing when to start.
Close to the finish line with the album now, and we're up to track number 8, and it's a song called Corners. Corners was a song that I originally thought was not strong enough to be on the album. It was another one of the older songs. It wasn't one of those songs that I wrote during that frenzied period last year, where I was just writing a lot of songs, and because they come to me in bursts, and most of the time I'm in a big songwriting drought. So but anyway, Corners was one of the older songs, and I just the way I had it written originally and the way I had it arranged, it just didn't feel complete or right. So as I do, I sent it to Harvey, and the demo that I created, I sent it to Harvey, and he saw something in it that I didn't see. And again, this is where Harvey's production genius comes in, and he added his own feel and perspective to it. And starting off with things like those thumping drums in the beginning, which just set the tempo and the rhythm for the track, and then it just built on beautifully from there. And you know, it also features the great rhythm section of Jonathan Zuriaga and Juan Carlos Luque, really great friends of mine and part of my Spanish touring band, and they added their own spin to it. And the end result was, I was kind of stunned by the end result, because it wasn't where I originally had it in my head. But sometimes you just gotta let ideas flow naturally and let the song go where it needs to go. And Corners definitely was one of those songs that in the end I was extremely, extremely happy, even though I wrote it off and didn't think it was good enough. So you be the judge now. Here it is. It's Corners, track number 8. Now we've come to the end of the record, and We're finishing off the album with a song called I See It Now, which is the album title as well. And this song was also the last song I wrote for the album. And actually, no, there were actually a few other songs I wrote after this. And we tried to add more songs to the album, other songs that I wrote, but it just never also felt right. And with the 9 tracks that we had worked on to begin with, it just felt like it was the right amount, the right type of songs, and it gave the album the sound and the feel that we wanted. And so yeah, we didn't want to force the issue, and so we finished up with this song, I See It Now, and it was just a nice gentle way to end the album. I've ended a lot of my albums in a gentle fashion. I just like that slow end, the slow burn. I don't want to finish in a big flurry. It's just something I've always done with most of my albums. But yeah, it's just a nice little track. Again, about that feeling of being happy and content, you know, with who you are and where you are with your relationship. And yeah, seeing all the great things that it can bring. And so I wanted to end again on a positive note. And I guess that's where I'll end as well. I just want to thank you for listening to my off-the-cuff ramblings about my album, I See It Now, and I hope it garners a few repeat listens out your way. And let's finish up. Here it is. I See It Now. Thank you.
Lady, come sit beside me. So much to tell, so much to write home about. Happy is what you told me.
Thanks for listening to an episode of And This One's Introduced By. I'm Dr. Gonzo, and I'll be presenting another artist with another album next time on This One's Introduced By. Catch you next time. Thank you, Brian Estepa, for introducing the tracks from the album I See It Now. You can find many more albums and tracks by Brian Estepa on his Bandcamp page. Check it out when you can. Here's a small sample of what you can find. Brian's tribute to a Beach Boy, Carl Wilson, from the Sunday Best album released in 2008. Western Tale with gorgeous Beach Boys sounding harmonies off the All the Bells and Whistles album from 2006. And lastly, from 2021's Back to the Middle album, Brian's great performance of Bob Dylan's I Threw It All Away. Thanks for listening to And This One's Introduced By with me, Dr. Gonzo. Please visit next time on Community Radio 3CR.
Youngest child syndrome, what was that? It's more good fiction than true fact. Little chubby kid growing oh so fast. And on it goes, and on it goes. Attention to the bearded man on the side, 'cause I was distracted by another who writes songs that can make me cry. And your voice, it makes me quiver. Sing, God only knows, it makes me shiver. Oh, I wish I could have met the youngest Wilson. Oh, Carl Wilson. Ooh. 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 And you kept the summer alive when the odds were taking a dive. And you made it all right when the boys are in the fight. And your voice, it makes me quiver. Sing, God only knows, it makes me shiver. Oh, I wish I could have met the youngest Wilson. Oh, Carl Wilson. God only knows, it makes me shiver. Oh, I wish I could have met the youngest Wilson. And your voice, it makes me quiver. Sing, God only knows, it makes me shiver. Oh, I wish I could have met the youngest Wilson. The youngest Wilson. Wilson. always stay. But I was cruel, I treated her like a fool. Threw it all away. Once I had mountains in the palm of my hand, and rivers that ran through every day. I must have been mad, never knew what I had till I threw it all away. Love is all there is, it makes the world go round. Love and only love, it can't be the night. From one who's tried. So if you find someone that gives you all of their love, take it to your heart, don't let it stray. For one thing that's certain, surely it will be a hurt. Throw it all away.
Come, join me, Dr. Gonzo, on Wednesday night at 11, when I'll be introducing an artist or a band who'll be introducing and talking about the songs on their album on And This One's Introduced By on 3CR.
Here's Christy Moore with Palestine.
Thank you. Let me tell you a story. I'll be quick as I can. There's terrible news from the Holy Land. Pictures of children etched in my mind, buried in the rubble on the firing line. The Jews and the Arabs lived one and the same for 1,000 years till the Zionists came. They came like a river, came like a flood. Al-Nakba were written on the walls in blood. They talk about settlers from far away. They talk about dollars from the USA. There's talk about blast bombs, about the bullets and the lead. The shadow with the jackboot hanging over their head. What can you do when they demolish your home? Your olive trees all buried and gone. Do you dare to resist? Stand on the road with a rock in your fist in Palestine. In Palestine. They talk about peace like it's a moral obligation. You'll never have peace under occupation. They talk about talks, talks, talks to the beat of the drum. 70 years, nothing gets done. We need to talk about the friends that we endorse. They put the rockets and the tanks and the warships they disperse. No wonder it seems to be an undemocratic version of democracy in Palestine. In Palestine. Let me tell you a story, I'll be quick as I can. This terrible news from the Holy Land.